Key takeaways: global data center electricity use is on track to roughly double this decade, with projections near 945 TWh by 2030. U.S. demand growth is accelerating and increasingly uneven across regions. PJM is signaling acute capacity stress through record capacity clearing prices and expedited processes, while Texas ERCOT is contending with rapid large load growth and siting pressure. Federal policy is now fast-tracking 100-megawatt data center projects, 100-megawatt threshold. Sustaining AI ROI in 2025 to 2026 requires a disciplined blend of workload placement, cloud on-prem edge, low-precision, efficient inference, and power-aware capacity planning, tied to PJM ERCOT realities. The bottleneck-first AI FinOps ladder prioritizes grid cluster constraints, eliminates token context waste, compresses quantizes models, places workloads by regional headroom, and contracts flexible power targeting 30 to 50% AI TCO reduction while holding P95 latency SLOs. Expect volatile compute pricing and siting delays through 2026. Organizations that aggressively adopt low-precision inference, dynamic batching, caching, and smart placement will maintain service levels at lower inference cost. The compute crunch. Demand, power, and policy collide. Enterprise AI inference demand is compounding just as U.S. grid headroom tightens and data center siting timelines stretch. Globally, electricity use from data centers is set to surge, with the International Energy Agency's outlook commonly summarized as a near doubling mid-decade and projections approaching 945 TWh by 2030. The acceleration is notably tied to generative AI adoption. One widely cited summary reports that data center electricity demand could double between 2022 and 2026, driven by AI, IEA estimate. In the U.S., the growth is both large and regionally uneven. A Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory-authored assessment projects U.S. data center consumption of 325 to 580 TWh by 2028, with scenarios under which sectoral share could approach 7.5% of U.S. electricity by 2030. Water usage is rising in lockstep. Reporting highlights that U.S. data center water consumption has already tripled in the past decade, sparking heightened scrutiny of siting in arid metros. Federal action now reflects the urgency. An April 2025 directive focused agencies on grid reliability amid AI and reshoring-driven demand growth, Federal Grid Reliability Order. In July 2025, the administration created an expedited federal permitting pathway for data center infrastructure, defining data center projects as those adding more than 100 megawatts of new load and extending fast-track treatment to supporting components like transmission, substations, and generation, permitting acceleration. Regional power reality, PJM, ERCOT, and siting headroom. PJM, higher prices, compressed timelines, transmission contention. PJM's forward capacity market and interconnection processes have become a barometer for large load stress. The 2025-2026 capacity auction cleared at $269.92/MWh, an order of magnitude rise versus the prior auction attributed to generator retirements, higher demand expectations, and market design changes, CRS analysis. To realign schedules, PJM is proceeding under a compressed auction cadence for near-term delivery years. Northern Virginia, epicenter of U.S. hyperscale growth, faces substantial network reinforcement needs. A $5.1 billion PJM transmission expansion tied to Loudoun area growth has raised acute cost allocation questions, with analysis warning of rate impacts for residential customers in Virginia and Maryland. The broader collision of data center timelines with multi-year generation and transmission buildouts is well documented in regional reporting. Construction outpacing grid build. PJM's resource adequacy concerns and FERC's fast-tracked approvals for shovel-ready reliability projects underscore near-term tightness. FERC actions summarized. ERCOT, fast growth, flexible load posture, and siting pressure. Texas continues to attract AI and other large, power-dense loads, supported by a historically rapid interconnection culture and deep renewables build-out. While ERCOT's processes for large, flexible loads remain an active area of operator engagement, the practical reality for enterprises is that metropolitan headroom can swing quickly with industrial additions, making hedged siting and staggered energization plans essential. Where headroom is more likely and how to hedge, favor metros adjacent to planned transmission generation additions with demonstrated permitting momentum. e.g., corridors with recently approved reliability projects or federally designated fast-track components. See permitting acceleration. Avoid single-region exposure in Northern Virginia until critical transmission expansions are energized, cost allocation and congestion scrutiny. Stage capacity in increments that can ride existing substation headroom while queue positions mature. Maintain fallback leases or cloud commitments for swing capacity in alternative regions. Engage early on interruptible flexible programs and on-site backup bridging resources to reduce system impacts and improve utility posture. Software-level workload shifting to off-peak windows is increasingly expected. Shift off-peak strategies. Hardware economics in 2025. Low precision, density, and dollar token drivers. At-scale inference cost is dominated by three levers. Tokens processed per joule, tokens processed per dollar of silicon, and utilization, batching, queuing. Modern accelerators and serving stacks increasingly center low precision arithmetic, e.g. 8, 6, and 4-bit formats, to raise throughput and reduce memory movement. Industry benchmarks like MLPerf Inference were established to provide reproducible, fair comparisons for low-latency LLM serving. Though CTOs should read vendor submissions critically, software kernel stacks vary and tuning depth matters. Procurement notes for 2025 low-precision support is now table stakes. Next-gen GPUs NVIDIA Blackwell emphasize 4-bit paths for inference, and alternative clouds expose similar modes on TPUs and custom silicon. Model portability across formats should be a first-class requirement. Published system results often conflate software optimizations with hardware gains. Align POCs with your real batch shapes, context lengths, and E2E P95 SLOs, and insist on full-stack profiles. Consider non-GPU options where workload homogeneity is high. Historical TPU references cite V4 devices at 275 TFLOPS peak, but practical token depends more on compiler maturity, scheduling, and I/O patterns than headline flops. The efficient inference stack, proven levers for cost and latency. Several techniques show reproducible gains in production-like settings. The ones below have credible operator academic evidence and should be the default starting point for any enterprise LLM platform roadmap. Dynamic graph partitioning. In multi-GPU LLM serving, dynamic partitioning reduced time to first token by up to 40% and end-to-end latency by 18% on Llama 2 baselines relative to static partitions, particularly impactful for agentic or tool-using chains with variable shapes, KV cache efficiency and paging. Production blogs and systems research emphasize that kernel-level attention optimizations and cache paging can drive large throughput gains at similar latency. In practice, careful attention to bandwidth bottlenecks and kernel fusion, e.g. megakernels, can materially outperform default stacks, low-latency serving patterns, no-bubbles megakernels. Quantization. Post-training quantization to 8 or 4-bit typically reduces memory and increases token sec with minimal quality loss for many enterprise tasks, especially paired with distillation and retrieval scoping. Treat KV cache quantization separately and evaluate per-head error budgets. Distillation and specialization. Smaller students distilled on real prompts and guardrailed with retrieval consistently lower token by shrinking context windows and batch variability with minimal business-level quality degradation for narrow domains. Batching and caching. Aggressive dynamic batching, prefix K-cache reuse, and speculative execution, where supported, collectively unlock high utilization under P95 SLO constraints, especially in chat and RAG, where prompt redundancy is common, power capping and thermal management. Running accelerators at 60-80% of nameplate can significantly reduce energy and cooling load with modest throughput impact for inference power capping strategies. The bottleneck first AI FinOps ladder, applying the theory of constraints to AI production, yields a practical sequencing that preserves SLOs while cutting cost. Work this ladder in order to not optimize non-constraints. Identify system bottlenecks, grid and cluster. Grid, map regional headroom, interconnection timelines, and policy shifts. In PJM, price signals and reliability initiatives are explicit, record capacity prices and process changes. Federal fast-track pathways can shorten elements of the critical path for qualifying projects, fast-track components. Cluster, profile TTFT, P95, P99 latency and utilization. Isolate attention bandwidth, KV cache footprint, and memory traffic as likely choke points. serving bottlenecks. Reduce token context waste and RAG overfetch. Cap context lengths by task. Enforce retrieval budgets. Deduplicate embeddings. Normalize prompt templates. These changes often free 20 to 40% capacity in chat RAG tiers without any model change. Compress and quantize. Adopt 8, 6, then 4-bit pathways as quality allows. Evaluate KV cache quantization separately. Pair with domain-targeted distillation to preserve task quality under compression. Place workloads by region and substrate. Latency-sensitive and spiky traffic. Favor regions with demonstrated headroom and elastic cloud. Pin-based load where interconnection is secure, on-prem colo. Non-urgent agents and batch transforms shift across time regions to follow lower carbon off-peak windows, time region shifting. Contract flexible power and interruptible programs. Tie service tiers to demand response, pre-planned curtailment playbooks, quantized models, cached summaries, reduced max tokens, to sustain SLOs when curtailed. Executed together, these steps commonly unlock the 30-50% AI TCO reduction target while staying inside P95 SLOs without waiting for new hardware. Power-aware capacity planning. Tying compute to the grid, a power-first plan is essential in 2025-2026. Align site and capacity decisions to objective grid signals and regulatory reality. Translate policy to timelines. Fast-track treatment for 100 megawatts projects can shorten federal elements, but does not eliminate state-local gating items, 100-megawatt definition. Price risk into siting. PJM's recent auction outcomes, 269's 92 May-Day clearing, and near-term resource adequacy concerns. FERC docket on resource adequacy warrant conservative de-risking. Dual-region commitments, modular energization, and contractual flexibility plan for water and community constraints. Western metros highlight cumulative power and water effects of hyperscale buildouts. Power and water pressures. Budget for transmission cost exposure. Analysis warns of rate impacts from AI-driven expansions, including the Virginia-Maryland transmission case, cost allocation challenges. Adopt operational flexibility. Software-level power capping and off-peak scheduling reduce exposure and improve utility relations. Operational levers. Blueprint to cut 30 to 50% AI TCO. While meeting P95 SLOs 1, start with your demand curve and SLOs, characterize chat, RAG, and agentic workflows separately. Quantify diurnal shape, context distribution, and TTFT P5 P99 targets. Identify which flows can tolerate speculative execution, cache reuse, and regional time shifting, but 2, right-size models and contexts, apply prompt hygiene and retrieval budgets. Minimize long context defaults. Specialized 713B distilled models often replace 30 to 70B generalists for domain tasks at materially lower inference cost. Cache aggressively, prefix trees for chat threads, vector cache hits for RAG with strict deduplication windows but 3. Quantize by default. Distill to protect quality, adopt 8-bit AA or mixed precision for broad coverage. Evaluate 4-bit paths for high throughput tiers with task-specific evals. Distill from your gold workflows to maintain accuracy within business thresholds. 4. Engineer the serving path dynamic partitioning and kernel fusion for TTFT. Empirical wins include 40% TTFT and 18% latency reductions, KV cache paging and attention kernel upgrades. Leverage techniques showcased in operator reports and systems write-ups, operator patterns. Dynamic batching and admission control tuned to P95 targets, batch size, max tokens, and timeout caps. 5. Place by region and substrate cloud, elasticity for spiky workloads. Negotiate burst buckets tied to time of region, on-prem colo, anchor base load where interconnection risk is lowest. Plan for modular growth, edge, use for ultra-low latency slices and data sovereignty constraints. Keep models quantized and small. 6. Power contract for flexibility. Join interruptible demand response programs with pre-validated service degradation plans, quantized fallbacks, capped context, cached answers. Instrument power KPIs alongside SLOs. Enforce automated brown mode policies at defined grid signals. Sustainability, reliability, and reporting expectations. Stakeholders now expect transparent accounting for power and water and credible mitigation plans. Independent research highlights that data center growth is outpacing grid adaptation, risking higher emissions without targeted policy and operational changes. Grid adaptation risks Western siting pressures. Boards and regulators are also scrutinizing who ultimately pays for grid upgrades tied to AI growth, ratepayer exposure. What good looks like in 2025 publish energy and water intensity with targets for reductions via quantization, power capping, and off-peak shifting, software-driven mitigation. Report outage exposure from regional capacity constraints in your curtailment playbooks. What sustains P95 SLOs under 10 to 30% capacity reductions? Evidence of siting due diligence, multiple queue positions, phased energization, and community water mitigation where applicable, water constraints. 18 to 24 month outlook. Pricing, power, and model migration signals across grid operators and policy suggest tight conditions through 2026, with uneven relief thereafter. Power availability. Expect localized scarcity in high-growth metros until major transmission and generation come online. PJM's capacity price spike and reliability initiatives indicate near-term tightness, PJM price signals. Compute pricing. Cloud spot and reserve pricing will remain volatile in regions with constrained substations. Discounts will favor off-peak windows and under-tapped regions. Model migration. Enterprises will standardize on smaller, distilled, and quantized models for the majority of use cases. Long-context generalists will be throttled by cost and latency, used sparingly for high-value workflows. Operational design. Power-aware orchestration shifting non-urgent workloads by time region will become normal practice, off-peak orchestration. Policy tailwinds. Federal fast-track permitting for 100 megawatts projects will accelerate some components of the critical path, but community and state processes remain binding constraints, fast-track scope. Implication for CFOs, CTOs, reserve optionality. Lock multi-region commitments, prioritize low precision and serving efficiency now, and budget for regional price spreads until transmission and new generation ease constraints, risk and controls checklist, grid and siting. Maintain at least two independent sites regions for every critical AI service. Track PJM ISO price and reliability signals monthly. Brief the board on exposure to capacity market outcomes, recent PJM outcomes. Document queue positions, energization milestones, and contingency leases. Model and serving efficiency. Quantize default models. Maintain 8 and 4 bit variants with task level acceptance thresholds. Implement dynamic partitioning and KV cache optimizations. Validate TTFT and P95 improvements against baselines, partitioning gains. Enforce prompt RAG budgets and cache reuse. Monitor tokens per request and context inflation. Power and sustainability. Set power caps for inference tiers and track energy per million tokens, power capping. Publish water and power intensity, include mitigation plans and investor communications, water constraints. Financial controls. Adopt $1 million tokens as a first-class KPI with regional breakdowns, stress test AI services for 10 to 30% capacity curtailment, and document graceful degradation, tie commitments to performance windows, off-peak discounts, curtailment credits. Governance and transparency map AI expansion to community and ratepayer impacts. Anticipate scrutiny on cost allocation in constrained regions, ratepayer impacts. Closing guidance for executives. The core play is now clear. Treat grid capacity as your top constraint. Engineer inference for low precision and high utilization. And place workloads where power and policy allow. Move quickly on quantization, distillation, batching, and cache-first serving while you diversify siting and contract for flexibility. With these steps, enterprises can sustain AI ROI through the 2025-2026 compute crunch meeting P95 latency SLOs and compressing inference cost, then scale smoothly as new transmission and generation arrive.